Nearly everyone in the country will be affected by the law's requirement to carry health insurance by 2014, so there's no shortage of potential patients with strong opinions about the Affordable Care Act. One of them is Orlando mom Kate O'Neill, who says that already health care reform has been a lifesaver.
You know what? My daughter's alive because of the Affordable Care Act.
O'Neill says before Obamacare, her daughter Caitlin aged out of the family's health insurance when she turned 22. But when the law was enacted in 2010, she went back on the family's plan, which means she was covered when she started feeling sick.
And it ended up being MRSA, which I was like, oh my God, if she had let that go, you know, we might have lost her over something that is completely treatable, you know, if caught early, especially when caught early.
MRSA, or MRSA, is a potentially fatal antibiotic-resistant infection. Caitlin is now 25 and healthy, and under Obamacare, she could stay covered for one more year. But there's a new concern for the family. O'Neill's health insurance from her former full-time job lapses in February. Right now, she falls between the cracks. She makes too much money to qualify for Medicaid, but not enough to afford health insurance for her three children and herself. At least, she says, not until she's covered by the Affordable Care Act.
So we're just kind of in limbo until then, trying to figure out what's going to work, what can we all do.
Policy experts say O'Neill is not alone. Aaron Lieberman is a professor of Health Services Administration at the University of Central Florida. He says the best part of the health care reform is it will ensure 32 million Americans that currently don't have health coverage. But Lieberman doesn't think the law goes far enough.
It's a start down a very long road toward a universal system of health care coverage. And that's something that I view as absolutely essential.
Not everyone thinks universal coverage is the best solution, or even agrees on what that means, just as some people don't support the Affordable Care Act. Daniel Jones owns a small landscaping business in Orlando. He says the current healthcare system may need some changes to bring down costs, but it's not that bad.
My daughter was born with a congenital heart defect, and my insurance company has been wonderful about paying every single one of the expenses that's ever come up.
Jones does not offer health benefits to his 12 employees, and under the Affordable Care Act, he still won't have to. It's only businesses with 50 or more employees that have to provide coverage or pay a fine. Still, Jones says, he's expecting his wallet to take a hit, along with everyone else's.
I do know in my personal insurance, I've seen my premiums go up more in the last 2 years than they did in the preceding 5 years. That's attributed directly to the beginning stage of the Affordable Care Act. I expect to see a lot more of those things happen throughout the economy, so that will affect me.
UCF healthcare expert Aaron Lieberman predicts there will be changes that ripple through the economy, but it's hard to say if costs will go up or down in the long run. He does expect the law to be a work in progress, much like Medicare, which began in 1966 and is still undergoing changes. But for Orlando mom Kate O'Neill, Obamacare's major changes can't come soon enough.
I don't know everything that's going on. I just know that when it kicks in fully, I'll be able to get coverage again. And that will be extremely valuable to all of us.
Florida lawmakers have to decide whether to set up and run the state's insurance exchange that will cover people like O'Neill or leave it up to the federal government. I'm Nicole Creston, 90.7 News.